The man who loves his life will lose it.
Today, I would like to continue talking about self, who lives in me. Self seems to be its own person who runs its own life in me. Self has its own will, its own esteem, and its own defense of criticizing, condemning, and controlling. The only one self cares about is itself. It always makes sure it comes out at the top, even if it has to step on others to accomplish this.
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Galatians 6:8.
Capture that you cannot please self and the Spirit. Understand that if you allow self to sow criticism, condemnation, and control, you will reap destruction. But if you sow to please the Spirit, from the Spirit, you will reap life.
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. Acts 20:24.
I bless you to consider letting go of your fault-finding, not holding onto it as something praiseworthy, a means to bring someone down so self can raise itself up. May you become someone whose only focus is to finish the task the Lord Jesus has given you, someone who would transfer his love, project his power, deliver his message.
The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. John 12:25.
I bless you to lose your defense of disapproval, disagreement, and disaccord, which serves to please self. Know that criticism is a poor way of dealing with someone's heart. Grasp that fault-finding does not portray the heart of your Father and is not the heart He wants you to have. Criticism steals your joy and the joy of your friend.
Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me?" John 13:38.
Would you consider laying down your life of criticizing, condemning, and controlling for Jesus and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given you? I bless you.